Please be seated. As the children who are singing tonight come forward, please. Y'all make your way to the front. While they're coming, I'm going to introduce myself, and this is my mother, so that's a hint. I am Nan Pownell, and my family and I have been at First Pres for 17-ish years, almost 18. I'm born and raised in Macon, and we enjoy being here so, so much. This is my mom, Phoebe Settles. She and my dad, who's also in the choir, have been at First Presbyterian for 12 years. And we have both been serving in the music ministry here, whether it be in choir or leading songs from about here for the congregational singing, and we have loved it.
Please listen as I read the words of Jonathan Edwards, the quote that's on in your worship prompter.
And the duty of singing praises to God seems to be appointed wholly to excite and express religious affections. No other reason can be assigned how we should express ourselves to God in verse, rather than in prose.
And the do it with music, but only that such is our nature and frame that these things have a tendency to move our affections, end of quote. One reason for singing is that our affections can be deeply moved by the musical setting of the poetry. When we sing the words rather than just speak them, we learn so much. After all, we can speak the words of the hymn faster than we can sing them. Singing gives us more time to reflect on the meaning of the text. The next hymn, It Is Well, is a great example of this concept. It gives you time to meditate on the words and allows them to speak to your heart.
An additional reason to sing is that we can memorize words more easily when they are put to a melody. Hymn writer Bob Coughlin rightly describes the songs we sing in corporate worship as take-home theology. This is especially true for children. Children have a miraculous ability to quickly and easily memorize any and everything. Teaching them songs when they are so young is very important, even if they can't fully understand the depths of the words, because one day they will, and they'll be able to apply those to their lives, and it will serve them well for the rest of their lives. And It Is Well is certainly one of those hymns that will serve these kids up here for the rest of their lives. It's excellent take-home theology.